Hello, everybody. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim, chapter 105. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter has 45 psukim in it. David composed this song when he moved the Aron from the house of Obed Edom to Ir David, the city of David. Every morning, this song was sang in front of the Aron Kodesh. This was done up until Shlomo moved the Aron to the Beis HaMikdash. That Rizal brings, being this chapter, is almost entirely about revealing God's presence in this world, saying this psalm has the ability to completely eradicate and suppress the klipas impeding negative forces. Now for the parak summary. In this chapter, David moves through the history of Am Yisrael in a celebratory manner. David relates the history of the Jews are different than any other nation. Hashem's hand has been guiding world events behind the scenes solely for the Jewish nation. This parak is filled with feelings of happiness, gratitude, and thanks for all Hashem has done for us throughout our existence as a nation. Hashem has given us great leaders, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. He promised their ancestry will be great. Hashem gave us His most precious land, Eretz Yisrael. So not only can we be a nation, we can have our own land to serve Him in. Keep in mind, Eretz Yisrael is not just great for its physical properties, but it's even better for its spiritual qualities. The Ramchal in Sefer Mishkanei Elyon explains, the Makom HaMikdash is the umbilical cord of creation. Through the Makom HaMikdash in specific, and Eretz Yisrael in general, the entire world receives its spiritual sustenance, allowing the world to exist. The chapter goes on to relate how we started off as a small nation wandering from land to land. Then Hashem put Yosef in a position of power to help us. Many years later, He gave us the great prophet Moshe Rabbeinu and his brother Aaron. Hashem did this all for our good. He shattered the creation with 10 plagues by saving us from Mitzrayim. Egypt was left in rubbles. The parak then recalls the miracles of the man in the desert, the rock that gave forth water, and the clouds of glory Hashem protected us with in the desert. The point of all this is to see how much goodness Hashem has given Am Yisrael. Therefore, we should shiru lo zamru lo, sing and praise Hashem. Being this parak relates Hashem's hand in our history, truth be told, we have much to be thankful for as a nation. It's not only out of Hashem's great chesed, He's began returning. Being this parak relates Hashem's hand in our history, truth be told, we have much to be thankful for as a nation. It's only out of Hashem's great chesed He's began to return His nation back to Eretz Yisrael. There's approximately 6.5 million Jews back in Eretz Yisrael. According to some of the world censuses, that's more than half of the world Jewish population. Wow, we're truly living in amazing times. It's fitting to be happy, open up our hearts and lips, and start speaking to Hashem about all the goodness He continues to do for us. Let us merit to see the full redemption, for us to see the building of the third Beis HaMikdash with our very own eyes. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.